The Pan Piper of Gotham. Written by Hearts Logos. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, DCU. Rating, general audiences. Relationship, Tim Drake, Jason Todd. Also tagged for Alternate Universe Magic, Alternate Universe Modern with Magic, Alternate Universe Fairy Tale. Part 7 of the Fairy Tales Lie series. Recorded for Ariok 6 for ITBE 2018. Reader's Notes. This is the final complete installment in this series thus far. There is another fic that's a work in progress, and that I am planning on recording if and when it finishes. However, this particular installment does end on a cliffhanger, so if you aren't a fan of works in progress, or incomplete works, or abandoned works, maybe consider, moral of the story, don't eat candy off of people's houses, the last fic in the series, for now, and save this one for when the entire series is finished. Chapter 1. Someday, Tim mourns in his ear as they watch the streets, I'm going to get that dinner. Someday, Jason repeats absently. You hear anything yet? No, maybe the Piper isn't on this side of Gotham. It's a big city. The sounds of traffic are loud. Tim replies, rocking in his crouch a bit, softly blowing onto his hands. Steam rises in soft white puffs into the air. Jason always means to ask how much crossover there is between familiar and witch, but considering that Witch Brown turns people into talking animals for less than out-of-place questions, he doesn't want to risk it. Not that he thinks that Tim would turn him into a cat, or mouse. Transfiguration, according to Tim, is not his strong suit. I'm more of a poison type guy, Tim says as they watch Stephanie transfigure cockroaches into slugs, laughing as she goes and tossing salt on the ground around them. It's one way to clean a cellar, Jason supposes. Tim bumps against Jason's shoulder, knees knocking together as Tim stretches his legs out. I like my spells to be more direct. You know, illusions, fireballs, explosions, chunks of earth ripping out of the ground and smashing people to bits. Not that I do that, mind you. I mean, my records are clean. Ish. Cleanish. There was an incident, but I wasn't in the wrong. Just ask Hunter Kane about it. She'll totally back me up on that. Jason reaches over and squeezes one of Tim's hands in his own. You need to start wearing actual winter gear. I wear sweaters and boots and scarves, and Stephanie knitted this hat for me, Tim says. It has a pom-pom. If that doesn't scream winter wear, nothing does. Your hands are so cold, I can feel them leaching heat through my gloves, Jason replies. My spelled gloves. It's your fault, Tim mutters. We were actually going to have dinner. Then you got called in. I wasn't prepared for a night on rooftops watching for children sleepwalking. Well, you don't have to stay with me. I told you that, Jason protests. Ears straining to hear the supposed sound of a flute or pipe or whatever the fuck it is. Just go home. No! Every time you have a job, you get into trouble. Ridiculous trouble! Out of this world kind of trouble! Tim snaps. And since we're stuck with each other and you still owe me dinner, or I owe you dinner, I've forgotten the logistics at this point, to be honest, but who even cares? I have to see this through. Jason turns to him incredulous. I'm the Red Hood. I can handle myself. Sure you can, Tim snorts. I have a chicken at home that says otherwise. You took the chicken? Jason hisses. I've been looking everywhere for that damn thing. I was supposed to bring that back to headquarters and put it in evidence. She's a chicken, Jason! Tim gasps, aghast. You can't just put her in evidence. She needs grass and open spaces to roam and a cuddle twice a day. That's animal cruelty! For the love of... Jason rolls his eyes skyward and... What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? Those are flying children, Tim says. Jason, why are there flying children? I thought they were running away from home, as in running on the street, because human children can't fly. I feel like you were bad luck, Jason says, reaching for his phone to call it in, even as he stands up and starts running to chase after them. Go home. Make me, Tim yells back. Jason wonders if this is how Bruce felt when he first started taking on apprentices. Probably not, Jason concludes, when he hears the sound of air rapidly displacing and looks up in time to see NVIDIA gliding up to fly by the children. According to our intelligence, Barbara says when he crawls in through her window at nearly 3 a.m, the kids disappeared somewhere near the outskirts of Gotham by the highway, and Tim hasn't been able to find them since. Jason eventually argued Tim into going home, somehow, and now Jason is here. He's cold and hungry and tired and cranky. He is not in the mood for the amused look Barbara is aiming at him. Wrong window you're crawling into, Romeo, she says as he attempts to straighten himself out before giving up and just lying down on her floor. Rough night, huh? Your intelligence says what now? Sorcerer, she says. Jason groans and rolls onto his face. You want the job? I hate sorcerers. They're mean and annoying and have no familiars. They're also somewhat sturdier than the average witch. Good thing you have Witch Drake and Witch Brown on your side to help you. Witch Brown hates my guts. I'm pretty sure she's going to train an army of wild deer to run me down, Jason says. Pauses. Thinks it over. Or make an army of deer to run me over. Barbara snorts. If you don't want the job, I'm giving it to Cass. She doesn't whine like you do. I'll take the damn job, Jason says. I didn't stay up all fucking night to just pass this off. Thought so, Barbara says, whipping out a file and throwing it at him with a flourish. Now get out of my office. You look like roadkill. I love you too, Jason snorts, grabbing the file. I don't suppose you could get one of your mages to give me a teleport out of here? Goodbye, Jason. You suck. So, what are we dealing with? Tim asks, materializing with a soft pop and bouncing a bit on Jason's bed when Jason pulls. A sorcerer, Jason replies. Who's abducting children for shits and giggles, maybe? How awful, Tim says. Tell me more. Also, I never thought you'd be a Star Wars fan. I never thought that I'd be sold to a witch for some Rapunzel, become a witch hunter, and then end up solving supernatural crimes with the son of the witch I got sold to. But here we are, with a sorcerer kidnapping children because sorcerers as a whole tend to end up as assholes. Jason replies. Well, the good news is that I think I know who the sorcerer is. Tim replies. Jason blinks. Tim raises an eyebrow. Did you honestly think I'd give up? No, but I could hope. Jason sighs, smiling a little. You're crazy. Are all witches as crazy stubborn as you? No, my mother was 4 times as stubborn as me, at least. Then she died, and there's no point in measuring how stubborn a dead person can be. Tim flips through the sorcerer's file. I'm assuming you have a plan? Don't I always? Tim smiles. I'm going to do my best not to regret this. That means a lot, Jason replies. And after this, I swear we're going to at least grab a hot dog. Lovely.